Moncrief on News Talk.
What is posh? People have different definitions. It could be having a cleaner or impeccable manners, or even washing your hands after you pee. His Lordship the Honourable Henry McKean has had his people carry him around the grubby streets of Dublin to garner the opinions of commoners. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. Yeah, I did have somebody from Dublin City Council with a high-pressure wash to...
In advance, because you don't want to catch any, odours or anything.
I had a team and they did a great job just to, make it a little bit easier for me.
Yeah.
And on that, the city was looking quite clean today. It was actually looking quite clean. So well done to DCC for keeping the city clean.
Yes.
But yeah, what is posh? I mean, that phrase, posh, what does it mean? And, there is a little bit of negativity around it, Is it snooty? Are you above yourself? And even saying the word posh, if someone said to me, you're posh, I instantly get offended because I, like, you know me, obviously, I am not posh in any way. I would see myself as lower middle class. But then we're talking about class structure. And I suppose that's different. And can we have a class structure because we're in the Republic?
Oh, no, and we do. Everybody knows where they are.
No, I don't know. And, can we...
First text on my screen, Henry strikes me as posh.
I'm not posh in any way.
It's no, but people will judge you because of your accent. That's what it is. And anyway, have you ever met a person in your entire life who said, yes, I'm posh? I don't think so.
No, I haven't. I haven't. And over the years, I got to meet the late Diana. She was posh, but she would never admit that she was posh back in 1988.
But that's an interesting example because probably the rest of the royal family looked down on her, thought she was a bit of a,
She was very classy. She was.
No, but they wouldn't have thought she was posh. She hung out a bit too much with, the ordinary people.
George Michael. I don't know why I mentioned George Michael.
Yeah, but, for instance, kind of thing.
Pop stars and stuff.
Yeah.
But I was in this pub, and I can't remember the name of the pub, but I was in a pub in the south side of Cork, and I ordered, those Smith's bacon fries? And I they're quite small packets, but they're amazing.
Yeah.
And nothing ever comes close. And I sat in the corner with a cup of tea, like a builder's tea, and I, drank the tea and I kind of nibbled on them and it was lovely. That's not posh. That's an example of the fact that I'm not
having it with
posh.
Tea was an interesting combination. I would have thought you'd have it with a pint.
Yeah, well, I wanted a coffee, but they didn't do coffee. They could only do tea or pints.
And
they didn't do food. It was like a proper traditional bar with retired people that drink.
Bacon fries are just... They are delicious, but they're just... They've got so much salt on them. They're just basically designed to make you drink more pints.
I did wake up in the middle of the night feeling dehydrated, and it was the bacon fries. But
you need a massive mug of tea to get rid of that.
No, I have to say, I love them. But I asked these people in the street, what is posh, starting with Mary?
I went into Beaulieu's the other day with a few bob, and I got a lovely pot of Assam tea with oat milk and a hot croissant with lovely jam, and I was posing there with my newspaper for an hour.
Very
That's posh.
Yes. And what do they charge you for the tea?
€10
€10
I got two cups out of it.
And an hour.
And the croissant and the preserves, they call the jam. You call jam preserve, so that's posh as well.
So very posh, and you got to sit in a nice seat and take in
and
the
butter,
ambience.
And butter.
You got butter as well.
And I had all the time in the world. It's lovely.
Somebody who expects more than what they've got. They want to be posh. In other words, they want to have something that somebody else has.
So you're from the north. Are you posh?
Definitely not.
Oh, you do have a kind of posh Northern Irish accent,
Do you think so? No,
you do?
Definitely not.
Is she posh?
No.
In one word.
What is your definition of posh?
In Dublin, shopping in Brown Thomas.
So you're pointing at Brown Thomas, we're standing outside Brown Thomas, that's posh?
Yes.
Are you going in there now?
No, can't afford to. Maybe I'm not posh.
What's posh? Well dressed, clean shaven, looking good.
Are you posh?
I don't think so.
There you go. That's interesting definitions of posh there, though. Wanting something you can't have.
Yeah.
I thought just like having loads of money and having a title, maybe. Or
I think a title.
That kind of thing
I think definitely a title. And I think bling, bling. Like, you can't just go into Brown Thomas and buy things, even though I was advising people all week to go into the Hugo Boss section and just buy something and it'll be fine. But, like, don't buy branded things. For example, I would love to have a tracksuit, like a North Face grey tracksuit.
Okay.
And a Nike Air.
Why?
I just think it looked so comfortable.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
I can't have it because I get picked up by the guards. I just can't.
I don't think that's an actual offence, wearing a tracksuit.
So, but I would...
You'd be profiled.
I don't own a tracksuit, and I want to own a tracksuit.
I think you could have a tracksuit.
Like
an all-in-one
leisure
wear at home.
I can't. I just couldn't, because I would be judged. And,
yeah.
and that's... That's a shame. And
you see so many people in tracksuits. And I kind of go, God, are these people all athletes?
Well, most of them probably are.
Probably
this is why we did so well in the Olympics.
A lot of them don't look like athletes, but, you know, maybe.
And that might do shot put or something.
But isn't posh, though, relative in that nobody admits to being posh?
Yes.
But you look at certain people and say they're posh. And then the people you look at as posh will look at other people and say they're posh.
There is. There's definitely a lot of... You know, hierarchy of poshness.
Now you see, of course, there's a difference between posh and rich.
That was a huge difference.
Yeah.
Like my son said, Daddy, I want to live in a mansion and I want a Lamborghini. And then a Lamborghini drove past and I was like, ah! But you know, there's always...
Well, it's good. He's a good knowledge of car marks.
Yeah, but there's always someone richer than you. And it's the same if you go off to Nice or somewhere in France.
Yeah, yeah. They're posh.
You know, you have like a boat, but then there's someone with a bigger boat. Then the Russians come along and their boat is even bigger. And you just can't compete. But then the Russians aren't posh.
There's a famous story about the writer Kurt Vonnegut, who was at a party once.
Yeah.
And... he's long dead now. But somebody at the party said, Kurt Vonnegut wrote a book called Slaughterhouse 5, which was a big hit at the time. Mm-hmm. And they were at this party and there was a really rich guy there. Yeah. And somebody said to Kurt Vonnegut, that man makes more money in a day than you've made in your entire career as a writer.
Yes.
And Kurt Vonnegut said, but I have something he'll never have. I have enough.
Yeah, well, this is it. What is rich? What is rich? You could
indeed
be rich with your family.
The fact that Henry thinks he'll be profiled for wearing a tracksuit means he's posh.
Really? But I would love to wear a tracksuit. Like our HQ is very close to a shop across the road that sells North Face stuff, The Great Outdoors, which I think has been replaced by a European centre. I think they sell tracksuits. I'd love to go in there and get a tracksuit.
Well,
I can't.
You know, that might be a report for the future. We make you wear a tracksuit around the town and see get different reactions.
My dream is to wear a tracksuit every day to, you know... Every day, like a suit, but a tracksuit, obviously.
There's a shop though around the corner, and like it's a really posh watch shop. Like, and the watches are
it's 10
grand.
Paul Sheeran, that one.
Okay, I don't know what it's called.
The one with all the really big shop.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. Every now and again, like I'd walk past it, and you see fellas outside, and somebody from who's working in the shop is outside with them, and they're holding this big jewel encrusted thing. And they're looking at it in the natural light, you know.
Oh, fantastic.
To see, does it look, you know.
That's very posh.
And that's posh. Yeah.
And I think there's nothing wrong with, you know, spending 40,000 on a watch if it makes you happy, you know.
I don't know.
But I'm not sure which brand I'd go for, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't go for Rolex because that would be a bit too bling bling. I'd probably go for another one.
Willingness to talk about or flaunt wealth is certainly not posh, says somebody else. The word posh comes from portside out, starboard home, a term used on cruise ships. So the passenger would always be in the shade.
Of course.
I think that's true.
I think that makes sense. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then it's like that with cruise ships as well.
Yeah.
You know, we went over to France, it wasn't a cruise ship, it was a ferry with Stena, and we ended up getting upgraded and we got this room and it was, what would you call it? Sort of a cabin. It was the captain's cabin, but the captain wasn't in there.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Where was the captain?
He was sailing the ship.
Did you not need to have a lie down occasionally?
I think he was next door.
Captain's not here, so you can have his room.
Oh my God. So I started,
that's a worry.
I started snorting. That's another example of not being posh.
Okay, the next person, and actually this is an interesting one because people might judge whether she's posh or not.
Yeah, so Ali Bunbury, best-selling novelist and contributor to the Irish Times, and you probably know her and know her husband, the historian Turtle Bunbury. She has a story.
My name is Ali from County Carlow. The other day I interviewed a 93-year-old gentleman. And he told me that growing up in Dublin, in Glasnevin, very close to the cemetery, every year his mother would employ what was known as a Colleen Ampshire, which translates as a girl of the weather. So this would have been a housemaid, or to use an old-fashioned term, a servant girl, usually from the west of Ireland. And these girls were brought in to the home to really just help with housework. And I guess from the girl's point of view, she was given free bed and board in return for the work. So in other words, home help has been around for many generations. So I don't think there is a class divide in terms of, you know, whether you have somebody to help you at home or not.
Yeah, there is. She sounds posh.
Well,
she does sound
Ali
posh.
Is from Carlow, and Ali did say to me that Carlow is the poshest county in the country.
Oh, really?
And followed by Meath. Meath is full of posh people.
Okay.
Who wear barber jackets.
Would be interested to hear from posh people in Carlow or non-posh people in Carlow. Are there is there a cohort of people in Carlow looking up at all the poshies in their big houses?
Well, I think obviously there's just only a few landed gentry left in the country. So there's a few. Can I use this phrase? And I mean it in the best possible way. There's only a few poshos left.
Yeah.
Just a few poshos.
Dying breed.
Out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Carlow would be quite posh. And I know, even though like some locals in Carlow pronounce the word butter like a pirate, you know, butter.
Butter. I don't know if that's posh. Really.
I mean, no, it isn't.
Dexter says, the only thing worse than posh is people who want to be posh. I have a neighbour who brings Brown Thomas bags everywhere with her and puts her penny stuff in them and walks down the street with the bags. I've been called posh a good few times, mostly because of my accent. I've never been called posh by anyone with the same accent as me. It's a Dublin accent, not the Dort accent, not the Storybud accent. Outside of Dublin and with people who have a stronger Dublin accent, which I love, the accent and the people, I'm sometimes considered posh until they get to know me. Another texter says, you don't notice the posh people when they are diluted in the general population. But if you look in the window of Brown Thomas, it's like all the posh people are trapped in a posh zoo. They are to be pitied. That's actually that's excellent. Posh zoo. It is like
that. It is a
posh
zoo, yes.
When you see, you go in there sometimes and you just feel like I want to apologise to people. Not that I go in there a lot, but like,
they
go in there and then you just feel kind of inferior.
It's a wonderful shop, but it's just because of the cost of living crisis, I admit that I can't go in there at the moment. When prices come down again, I might go in. But wonderful. I mean, it's soft.
You can get many bargains in there. But it's mostly, I always get the sense it's kind of visit, you know, they're tourists or they're like super wealthy tourists. So we're staying in the Marion Hotel and then being driven around to Brown Thomas.
I can't name the famous person, but I did see the wife of a famous person leave that shop earlier. Not that I'm a paparazzi or anything.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And she had some very expensive jewellery in a bag. Well, it could have just been like that lady that was pretending.
Yeah.
But I think she was for real.
I once saw a People Before Profit TD in Brown Thomas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
That's interesting.
That's
He's obviously putting the people before the profit.
I don't be assuming it was a man, but it was. Right. Okay.
I think I know who
so
it might be.
Did you talk to people in and around BTs? The general.
No, I did. Here are people outside the posh shop. Are you posh?
No, don't think so. No. How would you say posh? No.
Who would be posh in your book?
I suspect the royal family. In the UK.
And do we have posh people in Ireland? Do they exist? Does Ireland have a class structure?
We definitely have a class.
You think
absolutely.
Isn't everyone just equal?
No, it's not on it. There's definitely class. It may not be as obvious as it is in other countries, but it's definitely there in terms of economic way you dress, car you drive. You know, definitely there's.
And what class are you? If I can ask that.
I'm a pensioner, but I'm I suppose like middle class, working class, somewhere around there. I like to,
You're originally from London. Are you posh?
No, I'm not posh, but people think my accent's posh.
Why do they think your accent's posh?
I don't. Well, it's been said to me living over here.
And are you?
Sorry, this isn't on the radio.
It is on the radio. Yes. Are you? You know. Related to the royal family?
No, and I'm not posh. I think just sometimes Irish people think that my sort of accent sounds posh, but I'm not posh.
And what is posh? How would you define posh?
Lots of money, I suppose. going to certain schools, living in certain areas. Affluence.
Yeah, and that's not a posh London accent. That's kind of a middle-class London accent, I would have thought, if that. If Irish posh means having a few having a faux British accent, how come posh Brits don't have a Southside twang? Because they have their own faux British accent. Someone else says, some of the poshest and wealthiest people I've ever met drive battered vehicles and upgrade their wardrobes once a decade. There is, yeah.
Yeah, they love that.
They love that. And, they're, like,
and they have the old Volvo and they're holding on to the old house and they can't afford the roof.
Yeah.
All the money goes on the roof and just keeping...
Yeah, and they wear wellies a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're the real posh
but
people.
But they are posh people, yeah. Mm. I would echo that wannabe posh people be complete dose bags. I worked in a yacht club. And the upwardly mobile brigade were complete arseholes, whereas the genuinely wealthy people were sound. I guess they didn't feel they had to prove something.
It's very, very true.
That's, yeah. Does Henry really consider people who wear barber jackets posh? Really posh people don't shop in Brown Thomas. The nouveaus do.
Interesting. Ooh,
where do the genuinely posh people
I think they go to their local shop in the village they live in and they get it ordered and then it comes,
have a tailor.
Well, they have a
man who comes around and measures them. Mm. I'm from Carlow Town. I don't know too many posh people. Maybe I'm not moving in the right circles. There are loads of rich farmers in the county, so maybe that explains it. But they must be keeping a low profile. The real Carlow accent is as flat as a pancake.
Yeah, that is true. It's very true. And the posh people do keep a low profile. And on that,
and someone says, at the recent Social Democrats think-in, I saw a representative waving a Chanel handbag, which retails at $5,000 to $6,000.
Wow.
Wow.
And which particular political party
Social
was
Democrats
that?
Are saying,
Sock
yeah.
Dem. Down with the people.
Yeah. Well, not that much. Kind of ish down with the people.
It must have been lovely.
Remind Henry that the singular of paparazzi is paparazzo.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, there was a particular paparazzo who used to hang outside BTs, especially at Christmas time, because the posh people come out because they have to buy their gifts.
Yeah.
They can't just get everything online.
Now, skiing. Going skiing.
Yes.
For the season. That's skiing, posh. Skiing, that's super posh.
Like, skiing is very, very posh. I went skiing a few years ago when the times were good and I had a chalet girl and a chalet boy in my chalet.
Wow! Did they crouch in a corner? Or how did that work?
They smile and they cook for you, and they make you cups of tea and they bake.
Are they there the whole time? Like
they get a break when you're skiing, but they're there otherwise
all night long.
They would sleep nearby in like a not a chalet, but a hut nearby.
Probably freezing. And so if you wanted a sandwich at 3 a.m, you'd like tinkle a bell and one of them runs out.
I didn't. But yeah, absolutely, you could have. But it was my friend lied to me and said, look, we're going to Zermatt. It's going to cost you X amount. It ended up costing €3,000.
Oh.
And it was up there on the Toblerone Mountain, up at the Matterhorn. And it was stunning. But like chicken nuggets and chips at the top of the mountain were €35 for chicken nuggets and chips. It was.
I'm amazed they serve chicken nuggets and chips.
Well, they did in this cafeteria. You have to pay all that money because they've got to get it up the mountain, you see. They put it in some mountain train. Or they have some sort of St. Bernard or something that gets it up there.
They don't have a chicken nugget machine up there to make them for it.
I don't know how they do it, but they charge
you
accordingly.
And did you like actual skiing?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was the most beautiful thing. It just freed your mind. I was very much a beginner, ended up on I didn't do a black, but I did a red. And then when you get to the bottom, you apres-ski and you just drink beer or champagne with the most wealthy, posh people you could imagine. And they never talk about going skiing. They just disappear in January for a few weeks or a week. They just vanish. They come back. They don't talk about it in the office. The real poshos, they go skiing. This is what they do. But like...
Porrick says, the only posh thing in Carlow was the road to Laois.
Laois is getting quite posh, actually.
It is quite. My daughter always wants me to bring her to Brown Thomas. She's fancy notions. And I want to discourage that. I only bring her on her birthday and I always make a point to dress in me rags and stare out at the well-heeled poshies. That'll show them. We had chicken and mushroom vol-au-vents for dinner yesterday. Retro 1980s dinner. Posh then, yummy now. Yeah. Okay.
Nothing wrong with notions.
No.
And people are upwardly mobile.
Vol-au-vents are nice, actually.
They are. I think they're back, actually.
Oh, no, they seem to be, certainly in that person's house.
Yes.
Or wherever they went for their dinner. So did you meet any skiers?
Yeah, so we're actually going to go all the way to Wicklow. Sorry, it's not Wicklow, Kilternan. Is that in the Dublin Mountains or is it Wicklow? It's kind of on the border. And we hear from this consultant who specialises in skiing.
Well, hello there. This is Aileen Eglinton here from AE Consulting, and Henry has asked me to define the word posh. But we're in Ireland, and I don't think we're posh in Ireland. I think it's an English thing. I've always thought posh was a class thing. It was about lords. It was about the landed gentry. So we're not posh. We might have a few West Brit accents lingering around the island, but, you know, when I think posh, I think maybe caviar, I think lobster. I used to think years ago when the ski club up in Kiltiernan started that ski holidays were posh. Now I know they're maybe glamorous. They might have been posh to, I don't know, places like St. Anton or Switzerland years ago. But now I know ski holidays aren't posh. I think sometimes accents like Lord Henry Mans Charles, his accent sounds posh. Henry, your accent sounds posh as well. So anyway, I think posh is not about Ireland.
Okay, so that's Aileen Eglinton there, completely denying posh exists in Ireland. AE Consulting, what do they consult in?
Skiing mainly. Travel experts. And skiing, basically, public relations. And Aileen did say to me,
"Yeah, not posh about that at all.
You know, did I want to go skiing? I said, if you pay for it, I'd go.
Nothing posh about that.
Yeah.
Paul says, go to West Cork for posh.
Or Kinsale. Well, that's right. West Cork's even further.
Yeah.
Yes.
I asked a young man what part of England he came from. Born and bred in Bantry, he said. Part of the barber jacket and sailing boat set, says Paul. There's people who live in West Cork who, like, own boats.
Yes.
And they're all zillionaires. And, and they just, you know, they go in their boat, they go, you know, they might go there for a few days and they go off and do some deal or whatever.
West Cork,
the money.
And there's direct flights
plus
from
Cork. Plus there's a lot
of
fugitive drug dealers living in West Cork too, allegedly.
Well, they bring the drugs in that way and then they put them on the ribs and then they get them out. So I don't think they live there, but they use it as a drug smuggling cove area. Yes.
Wow. Okay, love. Yeah. Yeah, that's dramatic.
But I don't think it's the locals.
Yeah. Alton says, here's something fierce posh. My partner's niece went to Oxford and was asked by a fellow student, where do you winter?
Oh, I like that.
That's posh.
Where do you winter, actually, Sean?
I winter here. It's winter right now. And, or, you know, close enough. So pretty much in the same place. Did you meet anyone else?
I did. I came across this posh-looking lady who looked very sophisticated. Here is Mairead Ronan.
What makes one posh?
That is a tricky one. I think it's how one behaves, Henry. I think that's what it's about. It's not how you dress. It's not being showy. I think it's just how you behave, how you carry yourself.
And is having a cleaner posh? We did have a cleaner, but because of the cost of living crisis, we had to say goodbye, which sounds even worse than having a cleaner.
It probably does.
But it's having a cleaner.
No, I think having a cleaner probably means it's a very, very busy household and possibly with children. I think most people who have a cleaner in Ireland probably have children too, and they're both working and they're time poor instead of being rich or posh.
And they just don't want to have a house that's absolutely filthy and then get sick because the house is so dirty.
Well, yeah, there's that too. But I think it means giving them back a bit of downtime, because what nobody wants, no household wants, whether you're posh or not, is on your time off, you spend that time cleaning a house.
Are you posh?
Am I posh? I couldn't possibly be posh, Henry. I'm from Finglas.
Posh people in Finglas.
Well, I am from the posh part of Finglas. I said that once in an interview and everybody laughed out loud when they read it. But
so which is the posh part of Finglas?
People would say, and Finglas people would say, this Finglas East.
Finglas East?
Finglas East.
That's the address you want.
That's the one. When you're in Finglas, Finglas East. There you go.
There you go. That was Mairead Ronan there, hailing from the leafy boulevards of Finglas East. Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.